And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Hello again and welcome to episode 3 of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. My name is Ian Danter of TalkSport and Planet Rock fame, plus of course drummer of No Fixed Ability with the theatre rock show Leather and Lace, coming to your town post-lockdown, I hope. Now this little show is all about reviving sketches and songs from my old BRMB and Heart FM comedy shows in the Midlands from the start of the 2000s onwards. And can I just thank you all for your support for this show so far? Actually got into the top 100 comedy podcasts on the Apple chart last week, which means a whole load to me. I'm not so conceited as to think this show is going to eclipse Ricky Gervais anytime soon, so I really appreciate all the kind comments and reaction I've had from you out there. Please rate, review and subscribe if you can. And you can contact me via Twitter at TalkDance, or you can email me with requests or comments via my website as well. That's iandanter.co.uk. All right, let's crack on, shall we? We do have new stuff recorded for you on this week's show, but first, let's get back to early 2006. Now, there was a time when I was working not only on the Sunday Carve-Up show for Heart FM, but also as a TalkSport match reporter, as I started to build my profile on national as well as local radio. The two worlds did occasionally collide, as they did in March 2006, when I'd been to an FA Cup replay during that particular midweek for TalkSport, as my beloved Birmingham City faced Champions League holders Liverpool in a replay. Blues went 1-0 down after just 55 seconds, for goodness sake. And I had to report as a neutral observer, remember, for a national audience, as the goals kept going in at the one end I didn't want, ending with the sort of scoreline you'd see on the grandstand video printer with the one score spelled out in letters. It was that unbelievable. Now, Adrian Durham, who's become a brilliant friend to me over the years, was the host on air that night on TalkSport, and I'm sure I started my report on Liverpool's final goal responding to his cue to me that it was men against boys. I just picked up saying, "Well, it's more like men against amoebas here, Adrian," which made him laugh at least. Look, it was a final scoreline absolutely tailor-made for a Bryan Adams song to be sung on the next carve-up show by the beleaguered blues manager, Steve Bruce.
Shot comes in from Cisse. Oh, it's gone straight underneath Mike Taylor in the Birmingham goal. And the humiliation is complete for Birmingham City. Liverpool are running riot here. I wonder what Steve Bruce is thinking.
Oh, all the Birmingham fans, they're in floods of tears. Yeah, but that's nothing new to me. Remember, I signed Emil Heskey. Liverpool gave us a tittering. The fans were all getting on my case. As all those goals went in, the mood went flatter than my face. Cause every time they took a shot, it went flying through my keeper's arms. I'm finding it hard to believe they scored 7. So I look at the players that I've got, like Taylor Tebbeley and Melchiot. Well, actually, it isn't too hard to see why he scored 7.
Well, Steve, what can you do to prevent a repeat of Tuesday night?
Yeah, well, I've just signed up a local minicab driver to play in goal.
A minicab driver as goalie? Well, how's he meant to help you out, Steve?
Well, he sounds ideal, Motty, because, as you know, minicab drivers only let in 4 at a time.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening right to Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. Ian Danter? Who the f*** is that? I've never f***ing heard of him.
Okay, here's one of our famous features from either the Barmy Brummy show or the Sunday Carve-Up, the politically incorrect MP for Dudley, Black Country Bob. We were often asked back in the day which party Bob represented. And everyone assumed who asked us that Bob was a conservative because he spent his whole time during our sketches just berating Tony Blair for anything he ever said or thought or responded to. But we always had it from the off that Bob was that rarity in the House of Commons. He was an independent MP. Didn't take sides. He just basically hated everybody and just slagged off everybody.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Spiker!
Yes, Prime Minister's questions. Black Country Bob.
All right then. Is that right? That your son's got a scholarship to a top American university?
Yes, he has, as a matter of fact. And I have to tell the House that Sherry and I are very, very proud of him.
And I suppose your mate George Bush has got absolutely nothing to do with it, has he?
No, he hasn't, as a matter of fact.
So you're saying, even if you hadn't backed the invasion of Iraq, your son would still have got this scholarship at a top American university?
Well, yes.
Absolute cobblers!
Oh, hang on. The Right Honourable Member for Dudley. The Right Honourable Member for Dudley should appreciate the fact that my son had to pass a very, very tough entrance exam.
Oh, are you? And what form did the questions take? Is your old mon Tony Blair or Yao Ming?
No, I'm sorry. I'll have you know that my son studies very, very hard. I was extremely impressed, as a matter of fact, with his last thesis. The Right Honourable Member for Dudley is surprised.
You're right.
Oh, I'll wager he's never ever seen a thesis that his son had done.
Alright,
yeah, well, no, that doesn't surprise me in the least.
My son normally flushes after he's been on the bog.
Thesis, not fe- Oh, you are such an idiot.
Order.
Order.
What are you all laughing at?
Order. I will have order in this house. Order.
Got a Des's Dedications coming up on the show for you, and Atomic Kitten react to their 2004 split before we're done. But next up, another of the huge stash of unreleased Mr. Men stories that we found back in the day. Narrated, as always, by the late, great Arthur Lowe. Now, beware of pretenders to the Lowe throne, by the way. A Mr. Men story without Arthur reading it is a bit like a Tom and Jerry cartoon without Fred Quimby producing. Just not up to the required standards. Anyway, here's one from the 2006 Winter Games in Torino.
Mr. Olympic Curler was absolutely knackered. I'm sick of running up and down the ice, sweeping away with my broom like some demented cleaner, he said to himself. Now, just then, an idea popped into Mr. Olympic Curler's head. Fantastic, he thought to himself. No more sweeping for me. You'll never guess what happened during Mr. Olympic Curler's next match. Yes, you're right. He was disqualified for using a Dyson. Now, after a few more matches, Mr. Olympic Curler was in a terrible state. His knees were killing him, his back was aching, and his wrists were so sore he cancelled his subscription to the Fantasy Channel. All this sweeping is killing me, he gasped. I know, Mr. Olympic Curler suddenly thought to himself. Halfway through tomorrow's game, I'll pretend to have diarrhea, and then I can come back to my hotel room and have a good rest. And you'll never guess what happened. Yes, you're right. The next day, just after feigning a tummy upset, Mr. Olympic Curler was hurtling down the ice on a tea tray at 80 miles an hour.
I said I was desperate to go on the loo, not the luge!
Screamed Mr. Olympic Curler as he shot off the run, smashed into a wall and broke every bone in his body. Poor Mr. Olympic Curler. Serves him right, the skiving.
Hello there, I'm Trevor Francis,
former manager of Birmingham City Football Club, established 1875, League Cup winners 1963 and 2011. And, you know, you're listening to Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast, a show that, you know, I listen to on many occasions.
Now, I've spent 16 years this year as a TalkSport regular, and I do hold the distinction of being the only presenter in the station's history to have presented in every time slot across the seven-day schedule, apart from the fishing show they used to have early Saturday and Sunday mornings. Anyway, I've worked with so many colourful characters, presenters and pundits in that time, and I've always been asked, what goes on with you guys during the adverts? It must be funnier than what goes out on air. Well, that isn't necessarily the case, but it did get me thinking about a facility that would never be possible, but would be so cool at the same time. Imagine, if you will, the TalkSport red button. You press it during the commercials, and instead of hearing from Selco or Sunraysia prune juice, there's one for the TalkSport veterans out there, you'd actually hear what was going on in the studio instead. So I'll tell you what, let's make that a reality right now, shall we? And press the TalkSport red button as they've just gone into a commercial break during the Jim White and Natalie Sawyer mid-morning show. Jim hosting from the studio, whilst at the moment Natalie is in self-isolation presenting from a home microphone setup. Okay, Jim, mic's down, we're in commercials.
Okay, thanks, Luke. Luke, I've got a question for you. We've been on air now for over an hour and a half today, and we've barely heard a single word from Natalie from her home studio today.
Yeah, well, that's because...
Now, I know it's been a busy one today. I mean, Twitter's gone into absolute meltdown over my exclusive interview with former Charlton Athletic owner Roland Du Chatelet earlier, but... No Natalie there.
Yes, but...
Now, don't forget, we have my good friend Simon Jordan on next to pontificate for at least 10 minutes about just how brilliant he is, which I totally agree with, by the way. Not only is Simon brilliant, he's fantastic. And I really hope Natalie makes a contribution there.
Simon is wonderful, but you were...
And you know what? I cannot wait to speak about Everton with their majority shareholder, Fahad Mashiri, later on. So much I need to ask him about. The new stadium, Jordan Pickford's contract, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin's incredible form. I mean, he's just been terrific since Ancelotti came in, hasn't he, Luke? I mean, surely Natalie has a view on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you...
So, what I'm saying to you, Luke, is this. We have so much great content on the show, but why isn't Natalie saying anything?
Because she can't get a word in edgewise, Jim.
Oh, all right. Okay, right. Sorry, Luke. All right. I tell you what, we'll bring Natalie in next, straight out of this break.
Okay, cool.
Right after I've done the Wix read, the betting update, the mystery voice competition, and a quick read of the first 10 pages of my upcoming autobiography, cunningly titled Me, Me, Me. Is that right? This is former England manager Graham Taylor, and what you are listening to, hey, is Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. Hey, what sort of thing is happening here online? Hey, Carlton, they're losing the shape. Tony!
Back to the parody songs we so loved putting together. And I don't think a showbiz marriage crumbled in the public eye quite as disappointingly as the one between Sir Paul McCartney and his second wife, Heather Mills. They'd become estranged by 2006 after 4 years of marriage. And during the final few weeks of our time at Heart FM, a story emerged that Heather had, as a young lady in the late 80s, featured in an erotic publication in Germany called Die Freuden der Liebe, translated as The Joys of Love. And there were photos all over the newspapers of her with a young fella in various compromising positions. Now, Sir Paul can't have been happy to see his name being associated with that.
I look at all those dirty pictures. I look at all those dirty pictures. Heather McCartney, in a German magazine, she is strutting her stuff. She's in the bath, bit of a slapper, posing for photos where everything is on show. Legs akimbo, all those dirty pictures. Where do they all come from? All those dirty pictures, don't show them to her mum. Heather McCartney photographed with a big hunk in shots that were hardcore. Gagging for more, Heather McCartney. Some of the pages on which she posed naked were stuck together. All those dirty pictures, where do they all come from? All those dirty pictures, don't show them to her mum.
Okay, time on the Barmy Old Podcast for more from Des Lynham, making a smooth, all right, risque, dedication to a Brum workplace on our Barmy Brummies Drive Time show. Now, when the phone number was read out at the end of that sketch and I went straight into the next two songs to play, I must have got three or four calls every day from offices, shops and the like, wanting their own Des doing. We never, ever ran out of places to mention. And when our show ended in May 2002, we had a long, long list of outstanding workplaces we hadn't yet done. So apologies for that, if that includes you. So here's the housewife's choice, recalling a time as a satellite TV installer. I can't believe we used to get away with this.
Des's dedications.
Hi, girls. Des here on the Barmy Brummies Drive Time show here on
BRMB.
And it's time once again for
Des's dedications.
Don't forget, 2500964. That's always the number that gets you the
smoothest dedication for your workplace.
And today, it's a big
hi, girls,
to all the staff at Birmingham Cable Communications, where, would you believe it, I used to work as a fitter. One day, I was sent round to the home of a young divorcee who wanted Sky Sports installed. Straight away, I showed her my cable and asked, where'd you want it?
Over there by the fire,
she purred. So I set to work, and once I'd drilled where necessary and pushed a few buttons, we were up and running. Look, I said, flicking through the channels. Sky Sports 3, canoeing.
I've never known a man find the man in the boat so quickly,
she exclaimed. Then she grabbed my remote and fiddled with it herself.
Oh, what a fantastic pair of balls,
she declared as Aussie cricketer Shane Warne sent down a couple of wickedly turning deliveries.
Go on, stick your finger up,
she implored as the Sri Lankan umpire dithered over a plum LBW decision.
In the hole, Tiger, in the hole,
she then cried as the goal-faced Wood sank a 30-foot birdie putt.
Fantastic.
But Erica, Jean, Paula and Shannon,
if you're listening,
it was when the horse racing came on that she got really excited.
Use the whip,
she urged as her horse hit the front and crossed the line.
I've come first by a good length,
she oozed.
Cheerio.
Dial Des now, Birmingham 2500964. It's Des's dedications only on BRMB Birmingham.
Well, now we can bring you some brand new exclusive sport on the Barmy Old Podcast, horse racing. Because, as you may be aware, despite the current lockdown, there was a virtual Grand National run on Saturday afternoon. Now, if you didn't hear it, for whatever reason, perhaps you were socially distancing at the supermarket, getting the supplies in. Here's a rerun as we go over to your racing commentator, Peter O'Sullivan.
Yes, thank you, Ian. The understarters orders for this inaugural virtual Grand National. And they're off. And first to show, it's Britain in lockdown, closely followed by Panic Buying. It's Panic Buying and Quick Let's Go to Aldi. After Quick Let's Go to Aldi, it's Scuffle in the Supermarket. And after that, it's No More Spaghetti and Sold Out of Macaroni. But making a run on the inside, it's Greeting It with 10 Trays of Sausages. Closely followed by Outraged Liberal. And as they cross the cheese section, it's over to you, Paddy O'Hare.
Yes, thank you, Peter. Outraged Liberal has now run out of steam. And now Greeting It with 10 Trays of Sausages.
sausages is being chased by supermarket security. Supermarket security and Greedy Git are battling it out, and here comes Headbutt, and Greedy Git has fallen. And as they approach the peaches, it's back to you, Peter.
Oh, they're coming up to the final aisle, and out on its own is Last Pack of Bog Roll. Last Pack of Bog Roll being chased by Desperate Shoppers. Desperate Shoppers are closing in on Last Pack of Bog Roll, but here comes Dying for a Dump. Dying for a Dump is outrunning Desperate Shoppers. Dying for a Dump has reeled in Last Pack of Bog Roll, and up the line, it's Dying for a Dump has got it. Dying for a Dump with Last Pack of Bog Roll, then it's Dash to the Loo, followed by Rip Off Your Kegs, and after Rip Off Your Kegs, it's Unload, and then there's a bit of a gap after Unload to Flush, and finally, bringing up the rear, it's Great Big Sigh of Relief.
I am George Galloway, and frankly, you should be listening to my dulcet tones far more than this frivolous Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast, a show that, if my programme is the mother of all talk shows, then this is surely the illegitimate child. Vote for me wherever I end up next.
Now, there was a point in time, believe it or not, when the late, great Bruce Forsyth was out of work on the telly. His quiz show The Price is Right was cancelled in 2001, and it would be 3 years until he got that massive gig hosting Strictly, although he did briefly try to bring back the old favourite that we love, Play Your Cards Right, but ratings weren't great and it didn't last a year. It was clear to us Barmy Brummies at the time that even if he was a genius light entertainer, he needed work elsewhere to make ends meet. And so was born a typically catchphrase-heavy benchmark sketch, which we call...
A New Career for Bruce Forsyth. Number 31. Fried Chicken Franchise Owner.
Right, my loves. Well, it's nice to see you. Nice. And what can I do for you, my dear?
Well, I'd like some nice food, please.
Oh, shame. This is a shame. I'm afraid you'll have had to consume quite a few beers before this food tastes nice, my dear.
Well, how many beers? Two?
Oh, higher than two, my love.
What, four?
Oh, higher still, my love.
Well, in that case, I'll have some chicken nuggets then, please.
Oh, good choice, my love. Oh, lovely.
Which part of the chicken do the nuggets come from, then? The wing?
Oh, lower than the wing, my love.
The breast?
Oh, lower still, my love.
The thigh, then?
Oh, higher, slightly higher than the thigh, my love, because I'm the leader of the pack, which makes me such a lucky jack. They're round in shape, they're pink, and they're small. The chicken nuggets are made from...
All right, no need to spell it out.
Well, all I can say is, my love, it's best to only have one, because you get nothing for a pair...
Not in this game!
But surely eating those kind of chicken nuggets will make you sick!
Yes, you're right there, my dear, and that's why we give them to you in this bucket. Oh, what are you crying for, my love?
Oh, I'm only eating fast food because I've got no one to cook for since my husband's disappearance.
Oh, what happened to him then, my dear?
Oh, he went missing whilst walking in a picturesque part of Yorkshire.
Oh, I see, right, yes. He went missing whilst walking in a picturesque part of Yorkshire, did he, my love? And what's his name then? Dale?
Oh, how dare you!
Oh, she's broke my jaw with one punch. Did she do well? Ladies and gentlemen, ordering our barbecue chicken wings. Gentlemen and ladies, our chicken wings ordering barbecued. Well, did she do?
Okay, finally for today. Not long after we'd started on Heart FM came a story that we made a parody song out of that I think earned us some early cred with the bosses and our colleagues at the station. After all, you see, our little three-hour show on a Sunday was very, very different to anything else on the station at the time when we first started in January 2004. Everything else was so much more genteel, really, certainly compared to Des or Bob. Anyway, around week four of our time at Heart, the news broke that Liverpool girl band Atomic Kitten, one of Britain's most successful pop groups at the time and a Heart FM staple, were splitting up after an upcoming farewell tour. Sean and I knew exactly where to go with this story as we wondered what next for Liz, Natasha and Jenny.
I can't believe it. It's really sad, Liz, isn't it? I know it is, yeah.
We're reduced to living on the street in a
cardboard box. No shoes upon our feet.
Hey,
career came to an end. No money left to spend. So now we're on the dole again.
Can you spare some change, mate?
Wearing really gaudy shell suits. Our hairstylist is gone. We've got 3 inch of roots. We were a girl band, predictable and bland. But now we're on the dole again.
Looking back to where we first met, we couldn't sing a note or play an instrument. But now that it's all gone, we're all signing on. Now we're on the dole again.
So now, right, we'll have to wait and, you know, hope the brown envelope isn't too late. Because we can't have no fun until our gyros come.
Right.
Now we're on the dole again.
Hey, hey, looking for some business, love.
Looking back to where we first met, we couldn't sing a note or play an instrument. But now that it's all gone, we're all signing on. Now we're on the dole again.
So there you have it, another balmy old podcast done and dusted. Thank you for listening once again and hope you enjoyed all the new stuff that we put in amongst the archive material. More from me, Ian Danter, next time. And remember, rate, review and subscribe if you can, please. And it's at TalkDance on Twitter if you've got anything you want to ask me or let me know about. Or you can contact me via my website at iandanter.co.uk. All right, stay safe, keep smiling and see you for the next balmy old podcast. And as Des would say,
cheerio.